Shinal of Sif Membeis. Amoitzik Tefillin B'Shabbos V'Vizoyin B'Mokum Shem Ishtamri. If he finds Tefillin outside in a place where it's not watched over and he can get damaged. Im Yeis Hakona Shagozu Shalom Yav Tefillin. If there's a Sakona in that period and the Goyim made a Gzeira not to put on Tefillin, Mechazim V'Hoylechlo. Then just cover it up, do whatever protection you can, and go away. The main sakana, there's no danger to put on tefillin. And veish b'matzuyis, shemekach nekeshim tefillin, v'lo kumiyis, and kshuyis, yochel lovshom, machnisim zug zug derech levisha. If they have the matzuyis on them, the straps on them, so then it clearly looks like tefillin, and you're allowed to put them on, shouldn't be mecham to be mecham the mitzvah, but you're allowed to put them on, and you take them one pair at a time. Ad sheyachnisim kula, he should do that till he gets them all into a protected area. If there's too many of them there, they can't just take them one at a time. You should stay there till the night, and then at night bring them home. At least he's afraid to stay there till the nightfall of the Ganovim. They even gave a heter to walk less than 4 amas and stop, and then walk another less than 4 amas and stop. And in that way, he's only being over this rabbanon. Oy, the other option is noisim lechaveru, chaveru, lechaveru, ad shemagia chotzer achitzoyna. That you should have a bunch of people, and each one should give it to the next one, and they should stand less than 4 amas away from one another. So the bottom line is, to avoid the bizoyin of the tefillin, one can do even isidur rabbanon for that sake. If you can avoid isidur rabbanon, then obviously you should avoid that, and either wear it or just watch over them.